From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Ukraine's new president, Petro Poroshenko, was inaugurated today. He's promising peace and calling for dialogue with the country's east. Secretary of State John Kerry says the time is right for Russia to help reduce tensions.
I'm confident there are ways forward. We look for Russia's help, and our hope is that we won't have to move to more serious sanctions and other steps.
Meanwhile, the U.S. today pledged millions of dollars in additional aid to Ukraine, Moldova, and Georgia, western-leaning countries on Russia's border. Dignitary friends and family of Maya Angelou gathered at North Carolina's Wake Forest University today to celebrate her as a great artist and an inspiring figure. Former President Bill Clinton said Angelou did so much in her 86 years, it seems like she lived five lifetimes in one. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Poet and writer, orator and actress, activist and mentor Maya Angelou seemed to have a connection to many of the towering black figures of the 20th century, from Martin Luther King to Billie Holiday to Nelson Mandela. Oprah Winfrey counted Angelou as her spiritual mother. First Lady Michelle Obama said that Angelou told black women everywhere they could be strong and smart.
Maya Angelou spoke to the essence of black women. But she also graced us with an anthem for all women, a call for all of us to embrace our God-given beauty. And oh, how desperately black girls needed that message.
When God shut Noah.
The music-filled memorial service took place at Wake Forest University in North Carolina, where Maya Angelou taught for decades. John Burnett, NPR News.
The driver of a semi-trailer has been charged in a multi-vehicle accident that killed one person and injured four others, including comedian and actor Tracy Morgan. He remains in critical condition in the hospital. Walmart says it was one of their trucks involved in that accident that happened on the New Jersey Turnpike early this morning. In a statement today, the company's president, Bill Simon, says if it turns out his driver was at fault, Walmart will take full responsibility. Morgan was returning from a stand-up gig in Delaware. A big upset at Belmont as another year goes by without a Triple Crown winner. From member station WNYC, Anne-Marie Fertoli reports on California Chrome's failed bid to clinch the victory.
In the end, it was Tonalist, the number 11 horse, who ran away with the victory. California Chrome had a chance to win the Triple Crown, but finished fourth. That left many fans disappointed. J.R. Smith traveled from Stamford, Connecticut to watch the race.
It's the length of the race that he couldn't handle. He's a strong horse, but in the end, it's about endurance, and he did come out on top.
Only 11 horses have won the Triple Crown. Affirmed was the last to do so in 1978. For NPR News, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York.
Maria Sharapova is the French Open champ for the second time in 3 years. This is NPR News. President Obama is preparing a measure that will help Americans struggling to pay off student loan debt. Obama plans to announce Monday the expansion of a program preventing borrowers from having to pay more than 10% of their monthly income in student loan payments. Most of Britain is being threatened by severe weather this weekend. Fiona Zublin in London reports flash flooding is expected across the country.
The Met Office, the UK's National Weather Service, says England may be facing more than an inch of rain per hour. Flood warnings are in place across the country, with the sole exceptions being Cornwall and Devon. Weather experts say the first 5 months of this year have been England's wettest since 1908. Ground still soaked from winter floods may be more susceptible to flash flooding. Last week, the Met Office predicted that flash flooding would become significantly more common across southern England, given the effects of climate change. New climate models have led British analysts to conclude that those effects had previously been underestimated. They now estimate the incidence of storms leading to flash floods will increase nearly fivefold by the end of this century. For NPR News, I'm Fiona Zublin in London.
2 days of face-to-face meetings between top U.S. diplomats and representatives from Iran start Monday. That is a deadline approaches for world powers and Iran to translate their interim agreement into a comprehensive deal. The U.S. is reassembling key members of the team that held secret negotiations with Iran that led to November's breakthrough. The deal limited Iran's uranium enrichment program in exchange for an easing of sanctions. The Gap plans to produce clothing at two factories in Myanmar, becoming the first American retailer to do so since the South Asian country became a democratic country 3 years ago. A statement from the U.S. Embassy says the products will be ready by this summer. This is NPR News.